This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Max Primer, welcome back to the Drive Studios. We spoke to you last week.
We did.
On the phone, and I said, Max, you need to come in because it's Joy Radiothon.
That's right.
And I don't believe that we chat to a lot of the older members of our community.
Right, yeah.
And we want to do that.
Okay, cool.
And we spoke about that last week. So we got you in. You've just heard Pink Pony Club being sung.
Yes.
It's a song about finding yourself and feeling free in a queer club. When I say that, what memories does that bring back to you?
Heaps and heaps and heaps of great extravagantly wonderful times.
We've got over half an hour, so start. Yeah, yeah.
So they were just the best.
Yeah.
The clubs were the best. I believe in my little mind, we had a way better life and a freer life when we were illegal.
There was no social media, was
there? No, there was nothing. There was nothing ever captured. I mean, goodness gracious, some of the things that we got up to back in those days. And one of them was actually, of course, in Fitzroy Street, down the road from where we are right now at the Prince of Wales.
Of course.
Pokey's Disco, which on every Sunday night. And we got there at 5 o'clock to eat and then watched two drag shows, sang songs with a piano man, and were out by 12 o'clock. You know, it was all home by 12 o'clock. Didn't matter how you felt, you had to go home at 12 o'clock. But, yeah, and I think there were so many other clubs. Mm. There was the Leather Club round in St Kilda, Mandate.
That's right. Mandate was the first gay club that I ever went to. I think I used to I was at school and I was 18, but we snuck out. I'd say I'm staying at my best friend's house. We'd sneak out the window. His mum would be in bed asleep, go to Mandate, then be back before she'd get up the next morning.
Exactly.
No one would know.
It was amazing. And you know, there was a couple of clubs in the early days that were actually keys. You couldn't get in unless you belonged as a member and you had a key. That was the key club.
The key club, yes. All these clubs. We want to know. What are some clubs? 0427-569-949. Max, there's a serious reason why I'm asking you this. It's all about connection, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We all need connection.
How important was connection back then and how important were the clubs in providing that connection?
Possibly the most important, because you never saw those people mostly from week to week because you all had different jobs in different areas of Melbourne. Some of you might have worked in the city together. You might have caught up for a coffee or a lunch or something like that. But mostly Sunday night was our night, and that's when you caught up on all the gossip. You caught up on who'd broken up, who'd got together, who'd, you know, gone out with 20 guys in one night and done them all and things like that. And it was just, you know, it was an amazing time. But one of my friends at the time, he lived across the road in Fitzroy Street, and we used to get dressed in drag and walk across up Fitzroy Street into Prince of Wales.
Oh, wow.
Up the stairs, watch the first show, and then when the show was over, we'd walk back down the stairs and back down across to his place and get changed into different outfits and come back again for the second show. And we were there one night in crinolines. He'd made these crinoline outfits for us. And we got taken to the Carlton Football Social Club in drag. We had to fold these things up and put them in the boot of his car to drive to Carlton. Footballers were there.
And what was the reaction?
They just loved it.
See, that's amazing.
We had the best time. It was absolutely fantastic. And I'm sure, if I remember rightly, there was quite a few wigs exchanged heads in those days too.
I bet they did. It's a shame we didn't have social media.
We would have had the cameras out, yes.
How, I mean, you've observed these spaces. Mm. They've been there, they've gone.
Yes.
Does that make you sad?
Yeah, it does, in a way. Places that were just fun to be at, and the people who ran them perfectly. They looked after everybody. I mean, you know, Prince of Wales had bouncers there. We were all taken care of by each other. And we used to often joke, because there'd be 9 times out of 10, there'd be 1,000 people in there on a Sunday night upstairs. And we used to always joke about, if there was a fire broke out, we'd all be completely stuffed, because there was no way out except the downstairs or upstairs. So, you know, there was all that going on, but you didn't think about it. You just went out to have a good time.
Do you think people were friendlier, more open to talking then?
A lot.
To now? What do you reckon?
Social media's done a lot of that, because people quite often can't have a conversation without being on their phone. It's very hard for them to talk in person. But I think a lot of stuff gets shared like through the week on social media, whereas we only had Sunday to Sunday. So you had to save up all your goss on who'd shagged who the night before and who'd gone to what party and all the rest of it. You had to save that until Sunday.
Now, Max, I noticed, you know, we're talking about radio. You lit up before you go, I love radio.
I do. Absolutely beyond my capabilities of describing how excited I get about doing radio.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. Do you remember when Joy first started?
Yes, I do.
What was it like?
I remember when it first was mooted to start, and everybody got excited. Oh, we're going to have a gay radio, blah, blah, blah. And then it sort of died down a little bit.
I love the way you said that.
And then it came back again, and it was just, we were all over the moon because there was somewhere that got our voices out specifically. People that were like us, people that lived like us, people that had boyfriends like us, people that had families like us. And all of a sudden, these people were on our airwaves, and we could tune in and listen to them, and we could get in touch with them. And we could give them feedback on, you know, what they said or what they didn't say or whatever it might be. So, to me, a radio station like this is just superb. But, you know, look, I work for a radio station in Bendigo and I'm the only LGBTQI person and I have my own program on there. And I left a few years ago because I was doing late Friday nights. Mm-hmm. And I got asked to come back because they needed an LGBTQI program on the radio.
Which is fantastic, particularly.
Which is amazing in country Victoria.
In country Victoria. Yeah. I think that's absolutely amazing. Wonderful. Got some messages that come in. Got a donation of $2,000.
Fabulous donation.
Now, Max, this is for a John from Dalesford.
Yes.
Plus a renewal of their family membership, partner Paul.
Right.
But also two dogs.
Oh, how fabulous.
Wait till you hear the names. Frieda and Maggie.
Oh, I think I know Frieda and Maggie, yes.
You know Frieda and Maggie?
I think I know John. I'm not quite sure. Yes.
So thank you so much,
fabulous?
John.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank
now, you, John. We were talking, Max, about clubs in the past.
Yes.
We both spoke about mandate. And if we hear a bang in the studio, my dog is playing with balloons at the moment. So that's what the bang will
that's
be.
That's all right. Your dog's so allowed to do that.
Someone says, this is Paul from St Kilda. He says, Razor, Miss Jane's Bar, Pokies and Mansion.
Yep, Mansion. Yep, that's right. And there's some I've even forgotten, but when I first moved to Dalesford, a lady I met up there, we worked it out. Oh, we used to go to a nightclub at the Chevron on St Kilda Road called Babes.
Babes?
And she used to go there because she was a straight lady who felt more secure and more comfortable dancing with the gay boys. And, of course, they all bought her drinks and wanted to dance with her and all the rest
of it. She would have loved it.
We reminisce about that regularly, yes.
This one here, Zuzu's at Seventh Heaven, my favourite.
Zuzu's was another one.
Do you remember
right.
that one?
Yes, yeah.
So there's lots coming in, 0427 569 949. Tell us what was your favourite gay club. Max, you do a lot of work with older people at the moment. Tell us about the work that you do volunteering.
So my... I've been a volunteer for quite a while, for many, many years, but now it's got into really high gear because I had kidney failure in 2008 and I spent 3 years on dialysis. Then I fortunately got a kidney transplant, so I've had a new kidney since 2012.
Great.
So my idea with life now is give it back as much as I can to the communities that helped me, because when I was sick, people just came from nowhere and made food for me and did things for me and stuff like that. So now my turn to pay back. And when we go to aged care facilities, whether it be to take someone out for even a doctor's appointment, you have no idea what that means to that person, what that single little job you just did or little volunteer job you did, what that means to that person and how they can go back and think about that for days on end, that I got out. There was a lovely person took me out and they helped me out of the car. And it's all those fabulous little things that I just so love doing and making them laugh, because they're, you know, mostly stuck in there all the time.
Mm.
And the two aged care facilities we've got in Dalesford both put on events for the residents, but it's not the same as having a person take you out as a person and making you laugh and buying you a coffee or just having a chat or a drive.
How does it make you feel when you see their mood lift?
Yeah.
Well, and then smile and laugh.
You give 10% of yourself and you get 90% back.
Isn't that amazing?
Because it really does. And they wait. Like on a Monday morning, I take three from one residential home. I take them out for morning tea. And we usually go out for 2 hours. have them back in time for lunch. You've got to have them back in time for a pee break before lunch. That's the most important thing. and when I get there at 10 o'clock in the car, it's one of the community health cars, the three of them are sitting there waiting. They're already in the foyer. They're that excited to go out. And it just thrills the pants off me that they look forward to it so much. And I just absolutely adore it.
So as an older member of our community, how important is it to stay engaged and to keep helping for your well-being as well?
For my well-being, that's right. As my well-being as theirs, yes. It's mostly important. And if you've got the time, just get off your bum and go and do it, because you have no idea what a message you're giving to those people, what a thing you're making on their minds, on their brains. Now, I remember back in, whatever year it was, so-and-so used to come and take me out, and now he's passed away or whatever it might be. It's all that sort of stuff, and it just gives you such a thrill.
Do you reckon there's a power in reminiscing about the past?
Definitely. And we love doing that. Like, I take them out and I'll buy their own coffees each. So we sit around a table, and then I'll pull out the phone and I'll have a quiz on there. So we do a quiz. And one of them will say, there was one last week that one of the ladies said to me, she's 94, right? She goes out and has a cup of tea with me every Monday. She has her oxygen bottle and she just wants to get out. So we're having this cup of tea and I said, all right, girls, we've got a quiz. So I'm going through the quiz and I can't remember the question now, but it was something, what happened in 1892? And they were all looking at me, and then this 94-year-old popped up and said, blah, blah, blah. And we all looked at her and said, Joan, how did you know that? Because I was there.
Oh, wow.
Just like, that's the sort of thing they do. And nobody engages them enough to get them to talk like that and open up about their lives. Yeah, it's just fascinating.
Max, it's so good chatting with you.
It is. It's wonderful, Warren. Thank you.
I've got to say the panting, though, it's neither of us. It's the dog right here near the microphone going,
come on, that's us. We're too excited with each other. We know what we're like.
Now, Max, I want to talk. Today I joined a panel with Minus 18, and one of the things that I really loved about it is there was me.
Right.
And there were young people.
Yes.
And there were people of all ages.
Yep.
And we were all talking and communicating and saying how we feel and sharing our stories. And it made me think afterwards, I thought, it's something that we don't necessarily do enough, is it?
Very
talk
true.
With people yes. of different ages. Yep. What's your true. Experience there?
Well, I've always been very lucky, Warren. I've got friends from all age groups. So I've got older friends in their 90s, 80s, 70s, and I've got younger friends. And I've always kept in touch with the younger friends, because if I need help, like with social media, I'm pretty tech savvy myself, but like I got a new car and I had to set the phone up in it, and I just went to one of my younger friends and he just got in the car and went beep, 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 and it was done. And I probably could have done it by watching him, but it was just easier to engage him and talk to him, and I spend a lot of time with younger people. But I do know back in the day when I was around and when I moved away from Melbourne altogether, I came back a couple of times and you just get a certain vibe when you walk into a place like, what are you doing here, old fart sort of thing. No one actually said anything. No one has said anything to me. But you
feel
pick
it.
Up that vibe, yes. And I know other friends that have had it happen to them.
Do you think as gay men it's something that we do
it is.
Frequently?
Yeah, because we're not young and beautiful anymore. We haven't got the perfect body. We might have a few more sags, a few more wrinkles, a few more grey hairs, and therefore you're not the flavour of the month anymore. But
it's really sad.
I think it is really sad, and I think the younger people are missing out because we've got so much to pass on, so much information, so much valuable stuff to teach them that they're missing out on that, and it's hard to learn it these days. Like, we learned it because we were streetwise, we were street smart, we went out, we did things. But I think nowadays it's all social media stuff and it's a lot harder to learn those important things.
What does it say about us as gay men, though, to think, we've got these stories?
Yes.
Do we not value them? Is that what it is? Is it that we only value the physical and not
the experience? Yeah, I think a lot of it is only the physical, but our experience is, nationwide, worldwide, and we need to get it down. We need to talk to people. It's the same with our elders in the heterosexual community. We need to get stories of our parents, of what their lives were like, how they lived their lives, what got them through, how much money they survived on, what they did to make ends meet at the end of every week. And we need to get all this documented. And I think you know, I my story's out there a couple of times. I've got one story on Spotify. I've got two episodes on Spotify called Hidden in Plain Sight, which is a story about my life. And a couple of gay ladies that I know decided to do this podcast. And so, yeah, we talked about that. So that's on Spotify. But we need people to talk about their stories. And, okay, you did some bad things. Not as much as bad things as people are happening today. But like you said before, we had no social media. So there's not a lot of photographs of the bad things we got up to, how we, you know, laid in the gutter, drunk out of our skulls and let water run all over us. And not that I remember any of that, but other people have told me.
We're all for responsible consumption here.
Of course we are. That's right.
Max, I think, and that's one of the things I was talking about today is, you know, we see attacks coming to the community, directed at particular parts of the community happening. And one of the things that I mentioned today was, if we take ourselves back to the late 80s, 90s, we had HIV ripping through
the
community. And, you know, gay men were dying.
And literally in the streets.
You would know, as much as I do, it was common to go to a funeral every week.
Yes.
It was a horrible time.
It was
traumatic for a lot of us. Yeah. And, but the good thing that came out of that was we all came together at didn't matter. There was no acronym LGBTIQA plus then.
We were just gays.
But however you identified, we all came together.
Yep.
And we saved. We saved is the wrong word, but we saved the dignity, I suppose.
We assisted with their dignity of when they couldn't do their cleaning, when they couldn't do their cooking,
or
their family disowned them, which happened very regularly. And I remember, you know, you said one funeral a week. I can remember one week we went to seven funerals, one every day. And one of those people was a trans lady who I knew, and her family would not let any drag queens go to her funeral. They barred all the drag queens. And when the newspaper advertisement came out, it was the dead name that they used to identify their child.
It's a sad story.
Yeah, a very sad story.
Max, I suppose what I'm trying to say is, we know via telling stories from older members of our community the power of coming together and what we can achieve.
How resilience comes out.
If we don't tell the stories, we don't necessarily know that we can do that.
Well, that's right, yes, because it's not taught anyway. We used to teach it to ourselves because that's all we had. We didn't have social media. We got together, as I said, Sunday nights. Everybody talked. Everybody talked about, I've got this issue, I've got that issue, I can't afford this, I'm not going to that. And then we all came together as a group and helped each other again. And that's missing today. That's really sad.
Max,
congratulations.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Anytime,
loved hearing your stories. We're going to have to get you back.
Anytime at all.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.